This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
The Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford is a specialist college for students of, well, all ages with visual impairments. It mixes education, sport, leisure, rehabilitation, and students can study on campus, staying in the residential areas, or indeed just attend on a day-to-day basis. Simon Goodall is a former Paralympian, and he's decided to go back to college and do some retraining. Simon, why did you suddenly decide to almost change tack and look for a new career?
Well, I'd come to a time in my life where I'd finished competing as an athlete and I was looking to try and get back into employment, and it seemed the most logical place for me to go because of the specialist support that they actually offer at the Royal National College.
When you were sort of training and competing as a Paralympian then, was that something you thought about? What will happen when, you know, I'm no longer perhaps able to do the sport?
Yes, it was a big concern, and I spent a lot of time while I was still training trying to decide what I wanted to do. When I first finished competing, I decided that I would go and study in my own area, and I did a Swedish massage course through a local company, and I did really well with that and tried to get that going as a business. But unfortunately, it didn't work out for me because I live in an area that's densely populated with people that do massage. And I thought that my next move would be to do something that uses good skills that I have, which is my communication skills and my sales background. And I thought that coming to Hereford and studying the media course would be a good step forward for me.
Would it have been difficult, thinking time-wise then, to study alongside the Paralympic training and competitions?
Yeah, it would have been, especially building up to the Paralympics, because the amount of training that you're actually doing on a day-to-day basis, plus you've got training camps abroad and competitions, time was pretty much taken up by being an athlete full-time.
Did you ever think, am I too old to go back to study?
No, I never thought that at all, because I had a brief understanding of what the RNC had to offer, and I knew that they gave education and training to all ages from 16 right through into people in their 50s. So I knew that there was always going to be an opportunity for me to go there and to be able to study.
What was appealing about the college? Obviously, we're aware that it is a specialist college for visual impairment, but what kind of attracted you to it?
The courses that they had to offer and the supportive environment of not only people that understood visual disability, but also there is a lot of tutors here that do have visual disabilities themselves. So it kind of shows that can-do attitude, and it's actually really inspiring to sort of work alongside some of the tutors and to be in that environment with other visually impaired people.
So what course have you chosen?
I actually chose media, which was to do with pre and post production with music.
Why that particular area?
It just really interested me. I'd been doing lots of bits of interviews with different media outlets, and it just pricked something inside me that made me want to sort of look at that avenue.
With your study, is it full-time?
Yes, it is. It's basically a 12-week course here, based at Hereford, and then it's a supportive employment place after the course is finished, so it enables me to get a placement with an employer with the view to going to be full-time.
That must be a good thing, Simon, because you're getting the academic side of things, you're learning what to do, you're studying, but you're also getting a chance to put what you've learned into place in a working environment.
Absolutely. It's a very much of a hands-on course as well. So you get to obviously use all of the recording studio equipment, but then you're interacting with bands and artists from a local college. So it gives you the full sort of spectrum of what it would actually be like working in that kind of environment.
What was it like going back into study? Did you kind of slip into it easily?
Be honest with you, it was hard for the first few days because you always have that kind of fear of, it's been a long time since I've studied, and what is it going to be like? What are the expectations like on me? I really fell into it quite quickly, and every fear that I had were just stripped away by the way that the courses are actually delivered at RNC and the friendly and professional environment that you're in.
There may be people listening to this who are visually impaired themselves, and you know, they may even have come out of education early and they think, I don't think I could go back into it again. It could be age, it could be a confidence thing. What would you say to them?
I'd say that going to the Royal National College would give them the opportunity to get out and get employed again, to gain a skill. And every fear that you have can be very, very easily overcome. The first thing I'd say is, come and have a look at the college. They're more than happy for people to come and look at all the different courses that they have to offer. And then really kind of embrace the opportunities that's out there, because there aren't many. And this place offers so, so much. And it doesn't just help you in terms of your a training course and the possibility of a job. It helps you with your mobility skills. It helps you with your independence living kind of skills. And also you're interacting with people that have similar visual problems to you, which you can get so much from.
So a lot of peer support as well.
Absolutely, a lot of peer support, and that's invaluable. It really is, especially to someone that's lost their sight, never really come across anyone else that has a visual disability. To come into this environment, you can see people's confidence grow on a day-by-day basis.
Simon, just finally, if people perhaps would like to find out more about what's on offer at the RNC, where can they go for more information?
First port of call, I would say, was go onto the internet and type in www.rnc.ac.uk and look at the wealth of information that's actually on that website. And then there's contact numbers within there. And if you want to come and visit the college and have a look round, to contact the college direct and arrange a day that you can come round, have a look at all the different courses and the facilities that they have to offer, and even look at something like the accommodation that you would stay in while you're here, experience the food, and everything that's here is just completely and utterly amazing. And I'd say just give it a try. Come and have a visit. Step out of your comfort zone, try it, you'll be absolutely blown away by the quality of the service and the education that is actually on offer here.
Simon, best of luck with your course, and thank you for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.